Finance Committee has been reconvened. Councilman Sinapi, I'll defer to you.
So, based on all the comments, especially members of the public and some of our fellow council members, I have an idea I want to actually put to paper and fix the composition. I don't want to bungle it by rushing tonight. So I'd prefer to hold this to the next meeting, I think that's the first meeting in March, March 9th. That way I can get the verbiage right so that we have members of the public here and we have certain council members available as well. That way we get a much better mix.
Thank you for that, Councilman. Thank you for your consideration on this. I think it's a very good suggestion. Hearing that, I would make a motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold PCR 195-19 until the first meeting in March, March 9th.
Seconded.
We have 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 1120, a resolution relative to repairs to damage at Lippitt Park. Anyone here from DPW?
Oh, he's walking down the stairs.
Anyone here from DPW?
He just walked down the stairs.
He just walked down the stairs. Could somebody get the director, Salicio, please? He's just walking down the stairs. Maybe he didn't hear me calling him. So, Director Salicio has left the building? Okay. So, Mr. DePasquale, would you please come to the podium? Thank you, Chief. Apologize for having to call you down, but apparently Director Salicio has left. Don't we have an ordinance in place that requires the director of a department to be here when there are issues from their department on the calendar? Oh, I'm sorry, Chief, the mic's not on.
Legal counsel? I don't know if it's an ordinance or a resolution. I'm sure legal counsel could tell you that.
Chief, whether it was a resolution or an ordinance, I think it's pretty rude to just leave the chamber knowing that there are next two items that are coming up require your presence here to answer questions from the committee.
I'll try to do my best.
Can you comment to that?
I'll try to do my best. I'm here.
But can you comment to why a director would leave the chamber knowing that there are items at this committee that he or she will be called upon to address.
Again,
just walked out of the chamber as I was calling that item.
A point of order. Is this on the docket?
This is the docket. This is a resolution directed at the director or at DPW.
Right.
This is the docket.
It's calling for something, and it's not calling for discussion of the director or his job performance. It's calling for something to get done.
The director left the building. I am asking the chief of staff as to...
I don't know why he left the building. I do not know why. I don't know if it's an emergency. I don't know if he was ill. I don't know if the flu has stricken him.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's something I could help you with,
okay,
we can, you know, I'll try to do my best.
All right. What knowledge do you have, Chief, of this particular item right here?
Is there a question? I don't know. Is there a particular question?
So are you familiar with the damage that occurred to the entrance at Lippitt Park?
Very little. I mean, I know of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of the fact that an automobile, I believe, or a truck, a vehicle, crashed through the 6x6 barriers and also damaged the bike rack, tipping it over, bending it over into the travel of pedestrians and members of not only that community, but surrounding communities?
I heard about the incident, and at least from the city's perspective, everything was ameliorated to meet the concerns of public safety.
So, Chief, this is like particularly frustrating at this point, because this is a conversation that should be taking place with the director. It's really not fair that you have to be up here now, but you're the only one that's left here. So what took place here on, I believe it was November 14th, this accident occurred. And for several days, this particular location was essentially left with just caution tape put around it. I don't know who did that, who put the caution tape around this area. There was certainly exposure to health and safety of anyone walking through there, because you have a 6x6 that was literally severed about a foot from the surface of the ground, and a cone was put in front of it. And you have two sections of bicycle rack that was damaged and bending over in the path of travel. On November 17th, I sent a request in to Director of DPW asking that action be taken to deal with that safety issue. And I sent several requests in for that safety issue. And it wasn't done. What was done was somehow a ginormous barrier from Rhode Island DOT was placed over there and a cone. This just continued on and just wasn't being addressed. In terms of just cut the bicycle rack out, make it flush to the ground so no one can get hurt and we don't face any liabilities or lawsuits, and take that 6x6, cut it flush with the ground so we can eliminate any dangers to not just my constituents there, but anyone else that visits that particular area. And it wasn't done. So we get to the point, I get to the point where, what else do you do? You're making the requests and you're not getting any replies, you're not getting any responses, and you're not getting any action. So this is why we're here with the resolution. And it was noted or suggested at one of the recent meetings that DigSafe had to be consulted first. Not true. You don't need DigSafe to cut anything level to the ground. DigSafe had nothing to do with it. And then it was recently suggested that, matter of fact, a copy of an insurance check was presented to one of my constituents via email, which is what exactly we would expect. We would expect the insurance company to reimburse the city for the damage that was incurred. And my question to the director, that he's not here to answer, perhaps you may be able to answer, is this to suggest that no action was taken at that particular location because we're waiting for an insurance check?
I'll suggest this. Public safety was never in jeopardy. I think what the discussion may be is the answer as to how to mitigate a problem A can be mitigated in two different ways. Out of respect, you may think it was should have been done in a different way. At no point in time was public safety jeopardized. Now, how my public works director decide to mitigate that versus the myriad of other ways it could have been mitigated probably could be argued. But I have a tremendous amount of respect for my public works director, and I know for a fact that the mayor will never put anyone's life in jeopardy. And certainly in this matter, it may have been barricaded in a way that was a little different, but that doesn't necessarily make one way more appropriate than others.
Chief, so I respectfully disagree, and I can assure you that there's a good amount of my constituents that live in that area that disagree. The point being is it would have taken virtually 20 minutes, maybe a half an hour of effort to completely eliminate the possibility of anyone getting injured by simply doing that.
But it wasn't.
It was just no reply, no response to the emails or the request to do it.
The issues, if I just may, is that by cutting that blockade down level, one of the concerns is that someone else could go forward and go past the point where they should be going. And so thus the barricade, you know, makes sense at that time.
I'm saying
that's another perspective.
But let me explain to you why I disagree. Because the bicycle rack had nothing to do with, you know, stopping people from going any place.
Well, I thought we and suggested that
the six by sixes were to keep vehicles.
Level.
They were to keep vehicles
right. So
from
once
going
we cut it
there.
Level, we can't keep the vehicles from it.
Yes, you could. You're not going to get a vehicle through this little space. But the point is, it could have been just very simply done, with no effort, instead of just saying forget it. It's not going to happen.
Well, I think there was a barricade there, wasn't there?
There was. There was, the cones were put there.
Okay.
And as opposed to just simply making it level and cutting out those two racks that were bent over that someone could have easily fallen on or got hurt on.
But then the propensity for someone to go forward past that point would have remained
because there would be no
physical barrier. And I think that was some of the deliberate discussion about
Chief,
that.
Chief, anybody, you can walk through there at any time you want. The barriers would keep a car from going through there, not a person. And the bicycle rack wasn't a barrier. It's just very, very frustrating, you know, that these numerous requests are made to take care of something as simple as this.
I will say, and this is out of a tremendous amount of respect, the Public Works Department does receive many, many requests throughout the city. Most people that sit home don't take a request and tie it to a particular ward or the mayor. They just say, hey, listen, can you show up because I have an issue. And we all know the constraints that are placed upon the city budget. We all understand that there's a whole list that forms of requests. And somehow they have to be triaged in a way that addresses all these concerns in a timely fashion. And so I believe my public works director does a very good job with what he has in terms of equipment and manpower to try to get at every single request. Now, I understand as a particular councilman or councilwoman, the most important thing is what's happening in your ward. And that's okay. But just from my perspective, I just offer this up. The mayor, Mayor Solomon, addresses all these concerns throughout the entirety of the city. And he only has so many resources to go around, so time needs to be scheduled so that we can get it. That's all I offer.
So do you think 14 weeks, waiting 14 weeks, that's 3.5 months, to have a 20-minute repair done or remediation done to take that ultimate step to protect anyone from getting injured over here? You think that was too much to ask? You think that 14 weeks is acceptable
I think 14 weeks to get that situation the way you think it should be done is whatever that is. I think to mitigate it in the time that the department did immediately is exactly what happened. Now, you can disagree on how it should be done. Do you put a barrier there? Do you put tape there? Do you cut things down? Ultimately, he is the director, and we rely on his judgment. And the judgment there was purely on public safety. Now, whether or not it was to mitigate it in the same way you thought it should have been mitigated, that's probably up for healthy debate. But at no time was the public ever in jeopardy.
Okay, well, I know my constituents that live there certainly have a differing opinion. Having said that, Chief, I again didn't mean to put you on the spot. You're here speaking to things that are not in your everyday wheelhouse in terms of what you're overseeing. So I do appreciate you saying what you said. Having said that, it does appear as though the two bike racks have been cut back flush to the soil. That 6x6, Chief, I do need someone to get back there and trim it flush, because it's still 4 or 5 inches up. And at the last council meeting, I had asked Director Salitro politely and courteously if he would have someone over there to take care of what my suggestions were. And his response was, I'll consider it. That was the response. I'll consider it. So I'm not going to put to a vote this item tonight, because there has been, after 14 and a half weeks, at least some attention given to it. It is my understanding that a check has been received from Progressive. And the reason I was questioning that is because we've had many traffic accidents involving police cars and fire vehicles and DPW vehicles. Never seen anybody wait for the insurance check. It's fix it. We've had street lights taken out by vehicles. And it wasn't, oh, we have to wait for the insurance check to come in. It's fix it, because we're going to get reciprocated. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hold this for 1 month. And the other questions that I had for Director Salitro, and maybe you can get the answers, I can send it to him in writing tomorrow and maybe I'll get a reply, was my understanding is the pots were ordered. And I would like to know when the pots were ordered and when the department expects to receive those replacement pots to take care of that, and when it will be taken care of. Is that a reasonable request?
Understood.
Thank you, Chief. All right, I will make a motion to hold this till March 24th.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Chief, if you could.
Sure.
So PCR 1320, a resolution to the DPW that signage be erected as stated in PCR 14419. Brief scenario, this is up around the Del Judas Park area. I received numerous requests from constituents to take a look at what's going on there with the traffic and the dangers, et cetera, particularly with so many youngsters playing in that park, and also their adolescents and adults that bring these children and supervise these children at that park. The request for a traffic study was submitted by me, which I'd point out that traffic studies only can be requested through the legislative branch. The traffic study was performed, it was approved, and it was unanimously voted on by this body. And I believe that goes back to perhaps October-ish, somewhere thereabouts. I don't have that date right in front of me. And those signs still have not been erected. And that's of concern, because the police report says that the stop signs are necessary. There is a problem up there with speeding. There is a problem with these intersections that they approve those signs for. And after several requests to have those signs put up, they're not erected. And that is why this resolution is here this evening. I held it last meeting. Quite frankly, I was requested to hold these items to give the department the opportunity to take care of them. And here we are now at this meeting, and they're not taken care of. Are you familiar at all with that, Chief?
I did hear, again, I do so much, you know, during
I know.
I heard. I didn't know the timing. And I still don't know in the timing in terms of when the traffic report was issued, what the backlog is with signage, ordering signage, employee disbursement in terms of scheduling, other activities throughout the city. I'd have to look at all that. My guess is it's a combination of both a scheduling issue and an ordering issue.
So, Chief, this goes back to October 7th,
mm-hmm.
Is when this resolution was approved by the council. Chief, we approved the budgets for the sign material. It doesn't take October, right? November, December, January, February. Here we are 4 months of asking that these signs be put up. It's a stop sign. I'll bet you we have stop signs sitting on the shelf that we don't know what to do with. And if we don't, it certainly doesn't take a lot of time to bang out a stop sign and get it put on a pole or a telephone pole. So it's 4 months. I don't understand the reasoning why this, particularly where this is, we can argue about whether or not a bicycle rack that's sticking out in the middle of a path of travel or a severed 6x6 is something that is a danger to the residents that live there. We can certainly agree to disagree on that. But I think it would be difficult to disagree on a traffic study that says, yes, these stop signs are necessary. And it's right near a park where children play all of the time. But yet those signs were not erected.
Again, my guess, and it would only be a guess, is because of time management, while in a vacuum that seems to be a very light ask, if you will, it's not in a vacuum. I don't know how many units before this in terms of man hours are dedicated to other projects throughout the city by the director. Again, it's unfortunately, we can't live in a vacuum where it's one issue and that issue is number one and all the other issues are not number one, because everyone's issue is number one. So there is an element in time, and the question you ask, I hear. I know for a fact it's not because of any other reason other than either time management or some other thing that I'm unaware of.
So I would think that there would be at least some consideration of priority on the things that are going on in all nine wards. Mm-hmm. Priority being, is it more important to trim some brush is it more important to trim some brush than it is to take the time to put these signs up to protect the folks that live over near Del Judas Park and the youngsters that walk to and from that park and that play near that park?
I would argue they're both equally as important. The brush many times leads to rodents. The rodents also, in many times, endanger local playgrounds. So in triaging in this, and I've been doing it a long time, there's not a real really easy answer between what is worse, a stop sign or rodents in brush. I would say they're equally as important to the residents who pay the taxes.
Chief, do you know if the department keeps a record of when a request comes in from a member of the city council who's an elected official and when that request was completed or denied?
I believe,
is there any records of that?
I believe the director has his means in which to manage those, since that is his number one priority in terms of directions from the administration and the calls that come into the public, time management and understanding where the request comes in relative to your schedule in terms of manpower is very, very important to each and every director. And I would imagine it'd be no different than for the public works.
So you think that there would be a record of, you know, when these requests
come in?
And
again, the devil's in the details. A record meaning, is there a spreadsheet that's calculated to the minute? Is there worksheets per day? Mm-hmm. Probably the latter is most probable.
Okay. All right, again, Chief, sorry you had to come to the podium. I still don't feel as though, through no fault of yours, based upon what knowledge you have and don't have on these issues, I don't feel that this, you know, has been properly vetted, and I absolutely believe that my constituents, our constituents, all of our constituents, are entitled to something much quicker than 4.5 months to get a sign up, or 14 weeks to have what I, as the council person in that particular ward, construed as a danger to the people that I represent, or a possible danger to the people that I represent.
I think we share your concern that we would wish to have more resources than we all did. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we don't. When we don't have resources, we have to, you know, spread thin what we do have. And so I do agree that I wish we had more resources to do each and every request that minute. That's just not the world we live in, and it's unfortunate, but I think most people understand. But I understand, and that's all really I have to add to that.
I understand. I understand reasonable, and I understand patience. But I also understand pushing the envelope. Thank you, Chief. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I make a motion for a favorable action on PCR 1320. Requesting that the DPW install these signs as unanimously approved by the City Council and supported by a traffic study. You need a second? Councilman McAllister?
Without having the director here, I just want to make sure that so these haven't been put up as of today, because it sounded like the first one that you talked about, there was a resolution that came. This one here, they haven't been put up today because the director isn't here, so I just want to make sure we have all that information.
So, Councilman, with regard to PCR 1120, I didn't say a resolution had been completed. I said what they did was they removed the immediate obstacles that pose a safety issue to the people that I represent. I have also been informed that a payment was received from the insurance company.
I didn't mean to go back on something we already did. Just on this specific one.
Okay, so on this specific one, the director is not here. I can't help the fact that he left the chamber. However, I am here, and I am the councilman in this ward representing this particular issue. And this is a ward issue. Just as tomorrow or the next day, this could be an issue or a similar issue in your ward. Right now, I have an issue in my ward that my constituents have been waiting since long before October 7th. First, the request came to me. Then a traffic study had to be done. Then the language had to be drafted. Then it had to come before the city council. We can't help the logistics and the problems of government and how these wheels turn so ridiculously slow. We can't help that. But what we can do is we can react sooner to priority issues. Now, this isn't about, well, you didn't fill my pothole and you cut his tree branch. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an issue where I have youngsters that go to that park. I have adults and I have adolescents that go to that park with these youngsters. And we have issues documented by a traffic study that says the traffic issues there are a problem. And they're a problem for the safety of the people that live there, my people that live there. And these signs have been ignored and they haven't been put up. So yes, I'm angry about it, absolutely angry about it. And if this is what we got to continue to do, fine, so be it. It doesn't need to be that way. It doesn't take 4 months to put up a few stop signs. And hopefully this issue doesn't arise elsewhere, but if it does, it's a ward issue. And that's what I have here. I have a ward issue that I need to address for the benefits of my constituents, the people that I represent.
And this was, as you mentioned, this was, had the police study, this was passed, this we voted on this.
We did.
Unanimously.
We did.
And to go forward. That's all. I just wanted to read
yes.
the actual language in this.
I'm sorry, Councilman, I didn't mean to out on you.
You're advocating for your constituents.
The frustration is at the boiling point.
Yeah. Okay. I will second your motion.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 1520, resolution relative to school bonding consideration for the 2020 ballot. I'll defer to Council President. Council President? It's not drafted. PCR 1520, resolution relative to school bonding consideration. Not drafted.
I think this is reverberating, by the way. It sounds really crinkly in that speaker.
Just identify yourself for the record, please.
Sure. Thank Kyla you. Pecchia, Office of the Council Solicitor. What was the question, Council President?
I think we had a conversation about, and I might be missing the correct one, but this is regarding the bond for schools. And Kyla, correct me if I'm wrong, you were looking for information from Bond Council, was it?
It's my understanding that anything relative to bonds has to be drafted by your bond counsel and not your council solicitor.
March 24th? March 9th? Well, that's why I'm asked. It's going, Council President, that's going out Friday.
We can docket something 48 hours. I mean, you can put something on 48 hours in advance. But I'm just concerned as to what the school committee is requesting and needs. So that's why I said March 9th. If it doesn't work for March 9th, we can always kick it to March 24th. But okay. They have to get their bond proposals up to the General Assembly soon.
Right.
And I don't think we want to be the cause of it. But thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Council President. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? On behalf of the sponsor, I'll make a motion to hold until March 9th.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Finance Committee is adjourned at 8 o'clock.
I call the Ordinance Committee at 8:03. First up on the docket is the acceptance of the minutes of a committee meeting held on February 3rd. Do I have a motion for favorable action?
Second.
Moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. First up is PCO 15-19 sub A, an ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees. This is Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Marola. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Respectfully request to hold this until March 23rd.
Okay, is there any questions from the committee on this ordinance?
Yeah, I have, well, not so much questions as comments.
Councilman Sinapi.
This ordinance is just remarkably not allowed law by law. We already have opinions from couple of attorneys on this. So while given in line with our former and precedents as far as holding things per the request of the sponsor, that's all well and good, but to be clear, I can and will be voting no on this, especially as it's currently written, where it's blatantly not allowed. Plus, especially when the whole point of the commission that I'm forming is to look into this, I think it's kind of a little premature. And given that these CBAs in question are not coming up for a long time, the commission will be done long before, so there's no reason to rush through an ordinance that we already know is not allowed by law. It's just a waste, and we don't need more litigation. Not when it's just gonna cost us and the taxpayers. Waste of time and money.
Any other comments from the members of the committee? Any comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Certainly respect Councilman Sinapi's opinion. However, I am working with the council solicitor, Mr. Conley, on revisiting the language in this ordinance, thus the reason for holding it till March 23rd. Language will be revisited, and at such time when it's in draft form will be presented to this council, and we can have the debate on the council floor. So that's the request. Hold till March 23rd. It's not interfering with anyone. It's not creating any problem. It's not tying up anyone's time. It's something that, as the primary sponsor of this legislation, along with the council president, is in the drafting form.
Councilman, I think you misunderstood me. I didn't say you were wasting your time. I said we were going to, at least in my opinion, go along with the prior precedent of holding something. I think in its current form, it's a waste of time and effort to pass because of all the reasons I stated. I'm not saying your efforts to make things better in this city is a bad idea.
Well, duly noted, Councilman. So, again, the point, Mr. Chair, is that's the reason for holding it. I think I've said it a couple of times because I, along with the Council President, are working with our Council Solicitor to rework, redraft the language. So, to say that you can't do this and you can't do that when you don't even know what the finished product is somewhat premature. So let's wait till we see what the finished product is, and then you can make a decision. And by the way, we all have the right to vote yes or no. If you don't like the language, or you disagree with it, or you don't think it's legal, or you don't think it's doable, vote no. That's fine. But in the interim, this is a debate that needs to take place. I am asking to hold till March 23rd as the primary sponsor to afford me the opportunity to redraft the language and present it to this council for debate.
Thank you. Any other questions for members of the council?
Yes, I had a statement.
Councilman Marola.
The idea of this ordinance was to emulate what the state had for benefits. I recognize there's a question about negotiation and collective bargaining, etc. And I also recognize there's case laws to the exceptions to that also. But if we implemented the same healthcare plan that was approved through collective bargaining at the state level, a maximum tax increase in the city of Warwick is around $8.2 million. If we implemented the same plan that state employees have, it would be a $5 million savings per year. I don't care if somebody said, take that $5 million and put it aside rather than 2 or 3% for future employees. What we heard, and this isn't Steve Marola talking, this was our actuaries, is that it's unsustainable. And to me, I thought it was a reasonable solution to look at, in particular the state, what the state's doing, and implement those changes for future contracts, not to get into as many details as I just did. But I think it's a worthwhile cause. I would note that we just went out to bid for our healthcare contract. Those bids will be opened up March 10th, I believe it is. And then those healthcare contracts with different provisions in them will be voted on by the city council. I think it's important to address these issues. I've said before, and I think everybody on the council agrees, that it's not in our best interest to pass resolutions or pass ordinances when we know we can't keep those promises. It's not good for employees. It's not good for taxpayers. It's not good for the city. And that's not what I'm saying. That's what our actuary said. We have to change that benefit structure. It'd be nice to have the collective bargaining units come along and do that at the same time. That hasn't happened. I keep hearing year after year after year, we'll address it in the next contract. We'll address it in the next contract. And it keeps, the amount of money that we owe is astronomical. I mean, we went through this with the actuaries where they said it was $480 million if we didn't include a rate of return on investments. So be interesting to find out what their calculation is. If they don't make that assumption next time and they implement the 2 or 3% that we got for new employees, how much it's going to go up. It's, you know, from going from a $23 million annual required contribution to $34 million, that's not good for anybody. I mean, we're going to be considering bonds for the schools, raises for people. I get all that, but if you're promising benefits and you know you can't keep them, what are we doing? Thank you.
Thank you. Any people from the public would like to speak on this? Please identify yourself for the record, sir.
Joe D'Antonio, Ward 7. I appreciate the opportunity to speak real quick. I don't mean to keep beating a dead horse on this, but I believe it was the September meeting in the public comment section. I did try to bring to the forefront to implore this council and hopefully the mayor's office to, instead of putting health care costs on the backs of their employees, to put Warwick on the map as one of the first municipalities to hold these health insurance companies accountable. Not to name names on the actual company itself, but in a little bit of research I did, a major health insurance company, with the tax changes in the nation with the Trump tax, they were able to recoup $1.7 billion back to their profits. And the profit structure that they had was, forgive me, I don't know the numbers exactly, but it was up into the $14 billion in profits. So I think that we need to try to change the dialogue here. It's not the city employees, nor is it any employee of any company in this entire nation. It's not the employees that are causing the problem here. Healthcare is going up, and I get that, but when you show profits in the billions, that's a little bit startling. And I understand it's a lot of work, and I get that you guys do everything you can, and I really appreciate it. I know it's a part-time job that you have, so let's try to maybe have a conversation with the mayor, and let's get on this. Let's get ahead of this, because we all know, the president has stated it, and I agree with you, sir, health insurance is just going to continue to go up, and that's going to be our biggest problem. But why are we trying to put it on the backs of our employees? It's just not a good tactic, and I would hope that we can try to change this and really put Warwick on the map. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else from the public that would like to speak on this? Anybody else from the public that would like to speak on this?
I would move to hold it to March 23rd at the request of the sponsor.
And seconded by Councilman Sinapi. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That closes the Ordinance Committee at 8:15.
Thank you.
Public Safety will convene at 8:18 p.m. First in the docket, acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on February 3rd, 2020. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Abstain.
This is so difficult. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. First item, PCO 4-20, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signals. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Which item was that again, please?
I assume you said, did you say repeat that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you either.
Did I say which item was that?
Sorry, PCO 4-20, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs.
Okay, so this is going specifically to the issue that we just spoke about at length, so I'm not going to regurgitate those items all over again, but I think it's important that we put a time frame to the installation of these traffic control devices. Typically, they're going to be stop signs because you don't need them for slow, you don't need them for school children, you don't need them for caution children. It's predominantly the stop signs that are the issue. And when we make a request, we as an elected official, we make a request for a traffic study for these stop signs, there's always very good reasons for it, and the primary reason is for the safety of the people that we represent. So I think it's reasonable to have a time frame put on that ordinance for the installation of these traffic signs, and what I have put in here is a 30-day window from the time the ordinance is passed to install the traffic control signs. And keep in mind, it requires two passes. So this is something that DPW is going to be well aware of long before the second passage. So I would respectfully request favorable support.
I already gave my piece on this bill and the other ones like it. I find it remarkably inappropriate. I have no desire or intent to join what seems to be like a vendetta against DPW. You're on your own in that regard. If my colleagues wish to join that, that's their business. I'm not going to be a part of it, though. Any other comments or questions from the members of the committee?
Yes.
Go ahead, Councilman.
I think that in principle, having a time frame for when there's going to be compliance or enforcement of city ordinance is entirely appropriate, and it's nothing to do with any sort of, well, I certainly wouldn't characterize it as any sort of a vendetta that we want as a city council to have some guidelines and timeline in place for when stop signs and the like get posted after the city council passes a resolution or ordinance relative to the posting of a stop sign. So I do see this as the sort of legislation that I would be willing to support. I'm of course open to further discussion of it. Thank you.
Any other members of the committee? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this one, like in the previous ones, I keep thinking, though I agree that public safety as this committee and the installation of signs, I often worry about the prioritizing things within DPW, where I'd say, from what I can see, 60% of the things they deal with daily is an occurrence of what happened the night before or during the day. I support what Councilman Lattiser has said, what he's doing. I support the fact that he put in for a traffic study, received the traffic study, all the legalities required, got the traffic study back, got requests for a signage back, and the fact that he has taken the effort to make sure that they follow through. I'm concerned about two things on both sides of this issue. One, that it is taking this long to have something put up, but on the flip side of that, I'm also trying to figure, well, what problems or challenges are DPW coming in? Not as a question of where the signs are in the building or how many we have, however, the personnel, the list of priorities that DPW is presented with every day, and many of them come up that day of. I have a strong reservations, as much as I can see it, I have strong reservations about putting a timetable on something, but at the same time, I respect the fact that a council person, this case Councilman Lattiser, took all the charter required steps to get it done while doing his job for his residents and for his ward. I lean towards supporting this, however, as I said, I really sit back and think about if we put time frames or whatever the challenges may be, I just don't know, like, is this the first step? Is this going to continue on? This is something that's new, something that's considered, that doesn't exist in the city and hasn't existed in the city since we've chartered into a city. So I'll be honest with you, Mr. Chairman, I'm pretty torn, and I have to also state that I don't personally take this, or I professionally don't take this as a vendetta, but a council person doing their job to make sure that what they're elected to do, as you stated earlier, Chairman, what they're elected to do is represent the people and that the people are being represented. So this is definitely something that, you know, on both sides that I'm torn on. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, and to be clear, so I can understand why my words can be interpreted one way when they're meant to be another. That's fair, given the context. The Vendetta isn't this bill on its own in a vacuum. What it's trying to do isn't a bad thing. However, it's in combination with all the other things we've seen is the reason for the characterization of my statements. That being said, let's talk about the merits of this individual bill. There'll be 30 days for something to get put into place, a sign, or our DPW director, our Department of Public Works, is in violation of an ordinance which comes punishable with potential jail time and a fine under our charter. So in the winter, when there's a snowstorm and snow remains on the sidewalks, we all live in Rhode Island, we've seen it. Snow sometimes remains on the sidewalks for well longer than 30 days. So now our Department of Public Works will have committed a crime because snow's on the ground. There's no exception in this. There's no wiggle room. There's nothing. It's a crime. That's ridiculous. Let's go through all the scenarios on that end. Let's see. Can't put a sign in there because there's construction going down. The sewer caved in again. Any number of scenarios where something gets delayed, we hit 31 days, they committed a crime. And then if we don't do anything about it, we'll hear from plenty of people how we're letting them slide. We've created a no-win situation if we pass this. That's the problem. And not only that, how about this? I'm going to pass a bill that says now all my requests, any councilman requests at DPW has to be resolved in 30 days, or it's against an ordinance. Just like this. It's no different. And now I've made it harder. But any one of us can do that and just keep stacking the deck until we basically become with a city that can't manage itself. Okay, I care about morale. I care about getting things done. This impedes both, as far as I'm concerned. I've had no problems in my ward, and from what I hear from many other wards, with getting things done. Anytime there's been a delay, there's been an explanation provided to me. And when there hasn't been, for whatever reason, I've pursued until I got one. That's how adults handle their situations. That's just how it works. We represent the public. We have an obligation to figure it out, one way or another. I get how Councilman Lattiser may feel like he has no choice to do this, and that's his prerogative. You heard mine. I don't think this is enforceable. I think this is unwieldy. I don't think it will work. And I think it will actually create more problems rather than less. Because the minute somebody has to go put up a sign because they're bound by the ordinance instead of taking down a dead tree, and then that tree collapses on somebody because we're too busy putting up a sign, you're going to have a problem. And it's going to be a big one. And we're all going to point the finger. But it's going to be something silly like this that gets in the way. Councilman Ricks.
I would disagree on a couple of points there. First, I don't see anywhere here where a crime is actually established in this ordinance. The analogy that I would draw is that, I'll take a look at something I'm familiar with, workers' compensation law. There is in the state statutes, a statute that provides that trial decisions shall be issued within 30 days of the end of the trial. Now, I've never seen a judge arrested for failing to file the decision within 30 days. It's really more of a guideline. And there have been numerous situations where the judge does not issue that decision within 30 days for whatever reason. Nobody is ever arrested. There is no crime. That's not what this ordinance creates. That's not what that statute, by analogy, creates. And nor is there any mention, just like in that state statute, of any crime. Similarly here, there is no mention of any crime. And for that matter, there is a lack of enforceability here, generally speaking. So really, there is no consequence for the DPW if it violates the 30-day timeline. Really, statutes similar to this, ordinances similar to this, it's about creating a guideline more than it is a strict timeline. If there is a dead tree that's posing an imminent risk to public safety, then yes, absolutely. The tree warden, the cherry picker, whoever operates the cherry picker, they need to get out there and do that. I don't think that a cherry picker is necessary to erect a stop sign, but I'm not in the DPW, I could be wrong. I don't think that the tree warden goes around posting stop signs, but you know, I imagine that working out of class, that may happen on the rare occasion. I'm not aware of that. But really here we're talking about signs and signals. These are necessary for public safety. When we're talking about signs that the Warwick Police or the City Council has deemed should be placed at these different intersections or streets or otherwise. And this guideline is very helpful to us because if something is not done within the 30 days, then that gives us the cause to have that opportunity to really follow up. For instance, there were some stop signs that I had requested. The traffic study was done, and they were posted shortly after the second passage. And it was all done in a very timely manner. But if 30 days, if say a week had gone by and it wasn't done, then I probably would have been following up at that point. If 2 weeks, if 3 weeks, well, this gives a more certain timeline where if we go and revisit it 30 days from the passage of the ordinance, and by revisit it, I mean literally the councilman or councilwoman or whoever they might have on their behalf goes out there, takes a look at where the sign should be, it's not there. Well, now we see that, okay, something fell between the cracks here. Maybe there's a good reason for the delay, maybe not, but it's giving a good guideline here as to when we can expect things to be done at the latest. And so because it's not creating any sort of crime, and it's providing a helpful guideline, and I don't really see any reason why, barring extraordinary circumstances like a deluge of snowstorms one after the other and the ground being completely frozen solid, which anyone could understand, okay, we're not getting this done because we're dealing with 4 feet of snow and the you know, the ice, etc., or we're dealing with some other sort of exigent circumstances. Well, we have this guideline to help make sure that things are staying on track.
So, to be clear, any violation of an ordinance in this city is punishable under Section 1-4, a fine of $500 a day, or up to 30 days imprisonment, and you can have a continuing violation. I'm not telling you my opinion of the law. I'm reading from the ordinances. So you can interpret it however you will. It goes to whomever. If the goal is to provide a guideline, one that we don't want to be enforced in a way that's a problem, such as putting our DPW in prison or fining them, then maybe we should do this through a resolution, where that, by definition, is basically a guideline. This is not. This is an ordinance. This will impose something that, as many of us now have pointed out, unenforceable, and if you do enforce it, you're going to be jailing or fining your employees for potentially things outside their control, such as the ground being frozen. I hadn't even thought of that, but ground gets frozen for quite a bit of time when we actually have a winter, regardless of snow. So again, my thoughts and statements, I think, are pretty clear. I'm not supporting this. I won't support it. Any other comments from members of the committee? Any other comments from members of the council?
Yes.
One at a time. Council President.
So, there's an old saying that says, there by the grace of God go I. And Councilwoman Travis knows what I'm talking about when I say that, because we've seen changes in administrations and we've seen changes in council presidencies. And the point here is that when it comes to ward issues, as long as I've been on here, you respect and you support each other when issues come before council members in their wards. And I can remember, Councilman, that I had a request from a constituent in your ward that needed a sign.
And on January 30th, I sent that request to you because I support you in your ward. And within 5 days, that sign was up in your ward. Not with an ordinance, not with a formal vote of this council, not where kids are playing in danger. So I'll end it the way that I started it. There by the grace of God go I, okay? If we don't support one another in our own wards, I mean, what's fair is fair, what's right is right. The ability to print a sign, one member, it takes months. Another member gets it done in 5 days. What are we doing? Can we get on to the important stuff? Thank you.
Councilman Howe.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking